What it do. Happy Thursday, peeps. I hope you enjoyed your Wednesday, your wacky Wednesdays. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, as always. Today is the day of the Sag. Sagittarius. No, seriously. What are we going to talk about today? You know what? I don't watch much TV. However, I ended up watching an episode of Cloak and Dagger last night. It's a Marvel comic, Cloak and Dagger. I was watching season 1, episode 7. And the only reason I'm going to take some time to talk about this episode today is because, or talk about TV, period, is because I'm a firm believer of energies, and I believe we all have them stored inside of us. And this particular episode had a dope message of getting to the root cause of your darkness that's keeping you stagnant. Funny, right? Marvel? Cloak and Dagger? How'd you get that, queen? What's in your cup? It's Coffee with Queen. Let's talk about it. It's a good thing I was born a girl. Otherwise, I'd be a drag queen. Dolly Parton. That's our quote of the day. Let's start there. That's a dope quote, though. Seriously, it's a good thing I was born a girl. Because otherwise, I'd be a drag queen. I was born to be a queen, regardless. By any means necessary. And you want to know something real funny before we get started? I would actually do that when I wanted to get away from harassing men who couldn't understand no. They're following you and you're like, no, I'm not interested. You can't get my number. Whatever the case may be. And they just don't get it. So one time I was walking and he was following me up the street. A beautiful day out. Messing up my vibes. The final time he asked for my number, I turned around and I hollered, no, I'm a man. And he simply replied, that's okay, I like men too. People, I tell you, that's what I get for playing around with people. But seriously, let's get to it. Cloak and Dagger. It's by Marvel. And if you haven't actually seen it, check it out. I don't want to speak too much on it because I despise someone spoiling something that I've never seen. So I don't want to be the spoiler. But, minor spoiler alert. Cloak and Dagger. It's basically about two individuals. A young white girl, young black boy, who met up earlier in life before they even knew who they were. A traumatic event placed them in the same area at the same time 8 years prior to the meeting today, or the day of that episode, per se. And this event that placed them in this area at the same time when they were younger actually caused them to have some type of supernatural powers that they were unaware of. And in essence, they needed each other. They didn't know it. So Cloak and Dagger, these two teenagers, young white girl, young black boy, have the power. One has the power of light. One has the power of darkness. One has the power to take your fears and amplify them, your nightmares, amplify them. One has the power to take your hopes, desires, all of your euphoric thoughts, and amplify them, or she can steal them. In this particular episode, they meet someone who's in a catatonic state, an adult person responsible for this traumatic event that even placed these two young adults in this place. So they meet this adult who's in a catatonic space. He can't really do much. They call him a lotus eater. That's what this episode is actually titled, Lotus Eater, because basically a lotus eater is a person who spends their time indulging in anything pleasurable or euphoric. It keeps them from dealing with reality. So hear me out. We have Cloak and Dagger that actually come to the aid of this catatonic adult. However, the light cannot help him. We have Dagger, the young female. She attempts to help him first before she even involves Cloak. her specialties are to be able to touch you and go down memory lane, go into your dreams, your hopes, your desires, everything positive, and see what's in your head. That's what she has the ability to do. She can also create this beautiful light of a weapon out of her hand. Check it out. But anyway, she meets this catatonic adult and she attempts to touch him and she travels in his head and she realizes that there's a door. She can't touch this door. It's surrounded by darkness. Who does she know manipulates darkness? Cloak. She calls on Cloak. She tells Cloak that she needs his assistance. They have to travel into someone's subconscious mind to bring them back to reality. Cloak travels into this mind with Dagger. They each grab a hand of this a catatonic adult. And they travel into his mind. Subconsciously, they're in his head. They're seeing what's keeping him there in this catatonic state. They approach this door and Cloak sees the darkness around it and he can't believe that he has the power to open it. He does know that he manipulates darkness, but he just can't believe he has the power to do so. This is a newfound power for them both. He proceeds to open the door anyway. So they're now in this subconscious. They reach this guy in a catatonic state. In his mind, he's alive. Everything is great. It's at the very last moment before this traumatic event that caused such a disaster in everyone's life. He's there. The last moment before it actually took place. He's stuck there. He's created this reality in his mind that's pleasant and he really doesn't want to leave it. But in reality, his daughter is coming to visit him every day in his home because she wants her father. He's here in the flesh. He's not physically ill. He's mentally ill because he's stuck in his subconscious. Hear me out. You have darkness and light that join him in his subconscious to find himself. He has forgotten who he was. So now you have Cloak and Dagger, darkness and light, in his subconscious, here to guide him through. All of this is taking place on an episode of Cloak and Dagger, written and created by Marvel. A person stuck in a catatonic state, subconsciously lost, traumatized, can't move. They need the assistance of something light to come in and guide them out. But then they also need to accept the darkness within. They have to blend the two to create a healthy balance, to be able to escape what's keeping them there. Let's talk about it a little deeper. Well, in this particular episode, that adult person in a catatonic state, the individual responsible for the catastrophic event, worked for a company that was digging for oil. It was an oil rig explosion that happened that placed these two young people in the path of one another. Well, on this particular day, they touched something that was not oil. And they ran into a foreign energy. They ran into a foreign energy that caused the explosion. A very sacred energy. It also takes place in New Orleans. Think about it. Hear me out. Follow me here. So during this explosion of the oil rig, after they tapped into this sacred energy that stored miles and miles, millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of miles deep within the Earth's core, centered in New Orleans in the middle of the ocean, they tap into this energy that causes this explosion. This young boy is in the ocean because his older brother is killed and he's there trying to rescue his brother who was dead. So he's in the water. the little girl is in the water because her father, who also works for this company, is on the phone with someone that is on the rig and realizes it's about to go down. Her father is distracted. He's on the bridge over this ocean that the young boy is already floating in. Not going to go too much in depth, but something happens. Father ends up distracted. The car ends up in the ocean. The father is deceased. The little girl is trapped in the vehicle. Well, the rig explodes. This energy that they were drilling for is now exposed in this water. Everybody on the rig dies except for this individual in a catatonic state. We'll get to him later. This young girl and little boy, they are in the water of this explosion. And if you ask me, water itself is cleansing. We'll talk about that another time. This is why they didn't get the negative attributes of the explosion, because water itself is cleansing. So whatever the case may be, this dope energy, this sacred energy filled them. And that's what gave them these supernatural powers. This explosion that was responsible for the exposure of this sacred energy that this company was drilling for. So now they are filled with all of this sacred power. And humans, we carry our own energy. We are energy. We are a form of renewable energy, biomass. Research it, Google it. Human beings, we are a form of energy. Amplify it. Supernatural powers. The ability to amplify your fears and your nightmares, to use them against you or to help you get through them. The light, the ability to amplify your hopes, dreams, and desires. Help you maintain them so that you don't overindulge. Or she can steal your hopes and your dreams and leave you stagnant. Now, on the ore rig, everyone else died. The energy that was exposed caused them to go mad. And they ended up killing each other. They didn't die from the explosion. They died from the absorption of energy that they could not. What's the word I'm looking for? Process. Their bodies, their souls, their energy makeups could not process this sacred energy that they were now filled with. The energy didn't hit them underwater in a cleansing environment. They went ballistic. They went mad. They start killing each other. However, this individual stuck in a catatonic state was the only person taken off of this rig alive. He enclosed himself in a space. No one could reach him. But in doing so, he enclosed himself mentally. And so though he was the only sole survivor physically, he was still stuck in a dormant state mentally. Well, in the land of the TV, he had cloak and dagger to help him while in this catatonic state, travel through his subconscious, face all of his fears, remember who he was, have his hopes and dreams reinstilled in him, to assist him with traveling through that darkness to come back into reality. That's merely what they did on this episode. The darkness and the light teamed up to help him travel into his subconscious to bring him back to reality. This episode stuck to me because apply that to everyday life. How many people do you know that are stuck in a catatonic state? Think about it. You have so much darkness inside of you that you can't find your way to the light. Think about it. Something happened in your past that caused you to go dormant. You forgot about life. You forgot about your life. You've just been stuck going through the motions, not really living. Think about it. You had your own traumatic event that changed your life. Think about it. Hear me out. But the difference is, we don't have a cloak and dagger per se.
Or should I say, you are your own cloak and dagger, in a way. Because the reality is, in order to get through the darkness that you're going through in life, you can be there for years. This particular individual was there for 8 years. Me, myself, I was there for about 13. But you can be there for years and not even realize it because it becomes your reality. The darkness becomes your reality. You no longer realize what it's like to be in the light. You no longer have any hopes, any dreams, any desires. You don't want anything for yourself because something happened in your life that took it all away. Or so you thought. But it didn't remove it. It just left you stagnant and you forgot. So the key is realizing that you have your own energy source. You were born with it. May not be supernatural, but it can be supernatural for you. It's strong enough to do what you needed to do. Pull you out of your darkness. Find your light. We're all born with it. It's still there. It doesn't die until we die. But you have to try to tap into it and find it. That's going to be your key to help you fight the darkness that's within. No one knows them stories and no one understands them but you. But trust and believe, if you don't tackle them, you will never get through. There is light on the other side. It sounds so cliche, but it is. I'm a witness. Trust me, boo. Be your own cloak and dagger and get through. It's worth it. If you haven't seen that episode, perhaps now after listening to me, you may have a different perception on it. You understand what I'm saying? Check it out. I did. And it was a dope message. Be your own cloak and dagger. Fight for yourself. You're worth it. There's energy all around us, vibes of sort, positive, negative, everywhere. Everything you touch, every place you go, every person you interact with, you're going to absorb energies. And remember that energy cannot be destroyed. You can repel it. You can release it when it means you no good, but it cannot be destroyed. So the energy that you receive on a day-to-day basis, filter through it. Keep what needs to stay and throw away what doesn't. The energy that's already there, that's detrimental and destroying from the inside, release it. Let it go. Get to know you. We're big balls of energy. Make it do what it do. Energy affects you just like it does me. Absorb positive energy and just get rid of all negativity. Be your own cloak and dagger. And if you're new to my episode, subscribe. You can find me on Coffee with Queen if you want to continue the conversations. I love the feedback. You can also reach me on Alpha Queen on YouTube. You can reach me on The Real Alpha Queen on Instagram. On Anchor, you can leave me a message. Voice your opinion. Let me know some of the things that you go through on a day-to-day basis. Let's talk about it. Have you already been your cloak and dagger? Can you share your experience with someone else? I mean, what's in your cup? It's Coffee with Queen. Until next time, holla at your girl. Enjoy them Thursdays. One more day to Friday.